This gospel we just heard is actually a continuation from the Midnight Mass gospel, the gospel that is proclaimed throughout the world at midnight. And that gospel that at midnight was the angels appearing to the shepherds, and the shepherds were cowering in fear. But then we have this great passage, this passage that so many of us know from Charlie Brown Christmas. Linus is standing there on the stage and he proclaims this message on network television. I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in a swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Now this passage is so important because it reminds us what Christmas is all about. Why we come out when it's bitter cold in the middle of winter and we celebrate this holiday. It's not because of the gifts. It's not because of all the things the TV tells us and we hear on the news and everything of what Christmas is about. It's about right there. Christ has been born. The Christ and the Lord was born. Now, when you take this gospel plus the gospel from Midnight Mass, it reminds me of a church outside of Bethlehem. They're in the Holy Land. They're at land actually called Shepherd's Field. It's a spot that they think, if it wasn't the actual location where the shepherds saw the angel, it was very similar. It's that same terrain and everything that the shepherds would have been at with their sheep, right outside of Bethlehem. And there's a church there that has these gospels depicted in little alcoves. It's a church kind of in a round, and there's little alcoves. The first one, as you walk in off to the left, shows the angels appearing to the shepherds, and the shepherds are cowering in fear. They're terrified by what they're seeing. But then you look to the one that's straight ahead, and it's the shepherds before the manger. They're kneeling in prayer and praise before our Lord. And then off to the right is them leaving, and they're almost dancing for joy for having seen the Christ and Lord. One thing to notice about this story is that when the shepherds heard the proclamation of the angels, they went out immediately to investigate. They left their flocks and immediately ran to find out what was going on. They didn't do like we do so often. They didn't procrastinate. They didn't wait. They didn't put it off till later. Well, we'll go check it out next week, next month, some other time. They went immediately. They knew that the most important thing that could happen in their lifetime did happen. They wanted to see the Savior of the world because they knew the promises, like we heard in the prophet Isaiah. See, the Lord proclaims to the ends of the earth, say to daughter Zion, your Savior comes. They knew that the Savior was coming, and they found him. That infant laying in that manger was the Savior of the world. They realized that the promises that had been made by God had been fulfilled in their lifetime. That the Savior had come, and because of that, they left rejoicing, celebrating that the Savior of the world had come. Well, you know, we too, as Christians, have received promises from God. And just as the old covenant promises were fulfilled in our Lord, the new covenant promises will be fulfilled in our Lord. Our Lord has promised us that one day he will return and he will raise the living and the dead to eternal life. That the new covenant that we have entered into, the new relationship with our Lord, that we entered into our baptism, will lead us to the kingdom of heaven if we are faithful to him, if we rush after to follow him as the shepherds did. So this morning we gather on this very cold, blustery day to celebrate that we have been saved from sin and death, that the Savior of the world was born in Bethlehem all those years ago. And we can join the angels in rejoicing. Glory to God in the highest.